The latest data from the Arizona Farm Bureau shows food prices in the state are down 1% from the second to third quarter of this year. But compared to prices this time a year ago, we're paying more at the checkout. The latest figures show Arizona did buck a national trend of rising food prices as extreme weather in other parts of the nation increased demand and prices for food. But prices could increase in Arizona again soon. Julie Murphy is a spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau.
We're in an inflationary period, and we foresee that that will probably continue through 2011.
Murphy says there are a combination of factors that affect food costs. The biggest is an increased global demand for food commodities, particularly from nations like China. But energy costs have also driven food prices higher.
It's not just delivery to grocery stores. The diesel that a tractor requires in order to either plant or harvest is one of the factors, energy costs, that goes into it. So you're actually having to factor in energy costs all the way from the field to what I like to say is our forks, literally from the time that a farmer might be planting and harvesting to the time we purchase it at the grocery store and bring it to our own dinner tables.
The Farm Bureau also conducted another of its market basket surveys, which looks at the prices of various foods that most people buy at a grocery store. The survey showed an average basket of groceries cost about $50 in the third quarter. That's down 60 cents from the second quarter. But compared to 1 year ago at this time, that basket of foods price is up 9%. Murphy says they compare the costs of 16 grocery items in Arizona versus what those same items would cost nationwide.
We try to make comparisons to the national and the statewide. And the reason for that is the value to you and I as Arizona families and what it might mean to our pocketbooks when we go into the grocery store. Unfortunately, we're in an inflationary period, and this is just one of those generalized measurements. I like to say it's unscientific, but it's a good apples-to-apples comparison over these specific 16 market baskets.
Now, to create that market basket survey, Murphy says they compare the costs of 16 grocery items in Arizona versus what those same items cost nationwide.
Most of the 16 items are food items. In fact, we only measure exclusively food items. They are our basic items. They're milk, cheese, a variety of meats. We try to stick with your basic staples because we know for the average family of 4 to 6, those are some of the things that they're going to go to the grocery store and buy. In fact, we've been very careful on the items that we've selected, the food items, because we want them to be representative of what a typical family buys.
Now, a little bit more about just what goes into the basket in a typical market survey. Murphy says they stay away from toiletries and non-essential items. The survey also doesn't include processed foods. Murphy says a lot of those kinds of edibles go through multiple middlemen instead of the more direct route that, for example, produce takes to get to our plates. And more middlemen means more costs.
We feel like, for one thing, that's where you can get some value. It's better to stick to your basics instead of having a lot of the middleman costs that are put into some of your more processed foods. Plus, if you stick to your basics, you're going to eat healthier anyway. We encourage Arizona families to eat more produce, to try to buy seasonally. If you purchase seasonally, you're going to save some dollars. But that's one of the reasons why in our 16 market basket items, we stick to the basics.
So we're paying less in the short term at the grocery store, but we'll pay more over the long term. But Murphy says shoppers who are paying attention to price tags can do a lot to cut their costs today.
Well, I would just encourage Arizona families to go out there and really look for your deals, your food deals, certainly your in-store coupons and some of the grocery store specials that you see out there. We're very confident that most wise shoppers can beat our market basket price, but it lets us know whether we're in an inflationary period.
That's Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau. While food is slightly cheaper in Arizona this quarter, some foods dropped in price more than others. According to the Farm Bureau's data, bacon, eggs, orange juice, vegetable oil, and potatoes are all cheaper today than they were in April. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.